Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in the Lucky Dip Pot today is from Catty. I'm 51, hippie at heart, but my whole life I've worn grown-up working woman style. I'm transitioning so my insides match my outside. I have been paring down my closet to only have the pieces that go with my colouring and style. I don't want to embrace the full hippie style. I want relaxed urban and that it shows my gypsy soul. I really don't know how to achieve that balance. So I think to think about this is to look at the two different styles you are thinking about. So if you are thinking about, okay, we need relaxed urban, is that jeans, is that knit tops, what kind of clothes are we thinking about there? Is that denim, you know, like jackets or things like that? And then thinking about your more hippie bohemian side and identifying the elements of that style that you really like. So what is it about that style that you enjoy? What elements of design do you like? Is it like paisley patterns or floral patterns? Is it about the drape or the kind of fabric, so something that's a little bit more swooshy, say? Is it the construction, that things are a little bit more loose fitting? I mean, this is where it's really important for you to figure out what is it about that style that really draws you and that you enjoy, and then how can you pull those elements of design into your more relaxed urban style. So it could be you wear a pair of jeans, but with a more kind of hippie or bohemian style of top, or one that has a sort of pattern or those sorts of more earthbound colours if they suit you. It's really thinking about how you want to do that. There's no one right way. And this is why what I would do maybe is go onto Pinterest, look up your kind of relaxed urban style and get lots and lots of images that you're having a look at there. And identify what it is you like about that relaxed urban style. Is it the way the jeans fit? Is it about something, how the outfits are put together? You know, what is it about that? Is it about the accessories? Like, you name it, all those sorts of things. Then do the same thing for your more gypsy bohemian element of style. Have a look through lots and lots of images on Pinterest for that. And start to identify what it is that actually draws you in. Is it the drape of the clothing? Is it how it fits? Is it the kind of patterns and styles? You know, is it the accessories, the details, the jewelry, all those things? And then now you have these two lists of what you love from the relaxed urban and what you love from the gypsy. And you can start to play with mixing the two in a way that actually makes you really happy. And so you might find that some days you go, you do more gypsy, and other days you do more relaxed urban. And sometimes it's a mix half-half, or it could just be a little bit of gypsy into your relaxed urban, however you want to do it. But it is a process of experimentation. And I do recommend too then taking photos to identify if you think you've done it right and outfits that really work for you. But I would be doing that. That's going to help you identify what it is about those two styles that you like and how you can put it together in your own way so that your style really does come from the inside out. Hopefully there's something there to think about. So you could do that for any style. So you may not be, you know, relaxed urban and hippie. You may be elegant, chic, and dramatic, and you could, you know, look up those two sorts of things. So you could really do this. Pinterest is a great tool, but what you want to do is get lots of images so you can start to identify what it is about those sort of styles, the way the outfits are styled, and how you can, you know, interpret that and adapt that for your own style. Next question comes from Helen. My biggest issue would have to be finding what I like in the shops. And that is very, 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 very common an issue. I bet you there's a few people watching who could say, yep, hands up, that's me. You know, like that is exactly the same as many people have, because you have to understand that what is in the stores is about what is the current fashion trend, or, you know, bunch of trends. There's always a bunch of trends. It's not just one trend, but there'll be a bunch of trends. So what is available is about what is in those trends on the whole. What you like may not be part of what those trends are. What suits you may not be part of what those current trends are, but trends, you know, they change pretty rapidly. We're not stuck with the same things forever. Yes, there are things that go on for some time, but things do change. So I do recommend you look more widely, because remember, you may live somewhere where there's local stores and they, you know, your high street stores will have a more limited range. Look at boutiques, look at secondhand, look at vintage, look at like, you know, there's all sorts of other places. You don't just have to go to the kind of high street or main street or mall shops. You'll find that you might get things that you like outside of those places. If you've got a more creative style, going to the local shopping mall, you're unlikely to find what you like. You need to look further afield. You need to go to the boutiques. You need to go to the small labels. And why it's so hard to find clothes in stores. So it is thinking about going further afield, going online, doing a bit more research, you know, like going to Pinterest. There's lots of different places you can look. There's millions of different online stores. Doing searches with, you know, online to find the kind of clothes you're after. So if you go, I really like things made of bamboo, just search up bamboo. Or I like things made of linen, search up linen. If I like bohemian, search up bohemian or boho. If you like, you know, like this is where the world is your oyster. It's a matter of looking for it. So if you just stick to your kind of local stores, you really are limiting yourself and you're much less likely to find what you want at any one time, unless it happens to be the fashion trend that you really enjoy. So that is just something to think about too, as far as shopping, because yeah, it can be frustrating. And this is where, you know, like use, you know, I know in my Facebook groups and my programs that when people are looking for things, you know, like they'll go, has anybody, you know, found this or that? And you'll be amazed at what recommendations other people have come up with. So that is always something to think about as well, that, you know, maybe somebody else has had some experience shopping online and they can give you some help in finding the things that you're actually after, because there is so much stuff out there. Last question today comes from Rachel, who said, I'd really like to find good fitting jeans as I'm tall and struggle to find anything that suits me. And again, you are not alone. So like pants and jeans are the hardest garment for women to find to fit. I'm going to tell you that it is honestly the hardest things to fit. And that is because women's bodies, we might have, you know, rounder bottoms, flatter bottoms, you know, more curvy thighs, slimmer thighs. We may have longer legs, shorter legs, you know, like all these things come into it. And actually cutting a pair of pants to make them fit well is very tricky, because there's lots of different measurements and lots of different places we need to either add fabric in or take fabric out of. And so this is where it is very tricky. So I do recommend you just try lots and lots of different places. And if you are exceptionally tall, going online and looking at where I can find tall, you know, jeans for tall, you know, if you know your leg inseam, you might find that that really helps. At the moment, everything is quite cropped too. So this is one of those things that it doesn't really matter so much at the moment, probably because we do have a lot more cropped jeans. But as jeans get longer again, then, you know, going online and seeing who is doing longer legs. You will find that some brands will do longer legs than others. So it really is a matter of doing some research and just trying everything on. There is no other way. There is no, you know, sadly, and it's big, or happily maybe. The reason is we're all different. So we need things to fit differently for every different sort of body. But it just does mean it can be frustrating when you're trying to fit your particular body. And things like a sway back will also really, if you happen to have that, it'll mean that everything will always gape at the back. And this is where some alterations may need to come in to make them fit you correctly. But it is something to be aware of, that, you know, your own little body things, that things like a sway back or a protruding stomach or, you know, some particular little feature of you that's not kind of general as such will mean that things may not fit as easily as it does for other people. Or if you have an extremely small waist compared to the size of your hips, it's always going to be tricky, because they are generally cutting things a bit straighter. Even though there are now great curve ranges and, you know, you can buy straighter fits and curvier fits and all those sorts of things, it's worth going to jean shops and seeing what selections they have, because you might be amazed. And ask the staff there. They generally know, you know, the fit of things better than, you know, if you're just looking at them on the rack going, which one's going to fit me. They can often be quite helpful, I found, knowing their range of jeans. But just because in one jean shop they don't have something, another one who has a completely different range may have something for you. So always with shopping, yes, it's frustrating because they are not manufacturing clothes for you specifically. And I think we've got to always remember that. It's not for you specifically. They're not even necessarily manufacturing clothes to make you look good. You know, fashion is all about change. It's about newness. It's about, you know, getting people dissatisfied with their wardrobes. They have to go and buy something else. So it is something to be aware of that, you know, that you shouldn't be feel bad about yourself. That it's the clothes, not you, if you can't find anything. And that, yeah, and this is where a lot of people are starting to learn to sew and take control or have things made, take control of that process where you can choose the fabrics and the colours and the styles and the patterns and have something made up that you really, really love. And so you can make it yourself or get someone else to make it for you. So thank you again for your questions. I really appreciate you taking the time to be here with me and learn a little bit more about your style. And I will chat to you soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.